Greeting, and welcome to St. Dominic's Weekly. This is Father Michael. I'm joined today by Father Isaiah again, as we do a kind of part two of the Marian feasts in the midst of August this month, when we celebrate our patron, St. Dominic. This week, on the 22nd to Thursday, we celebrate the Queenship of Mary, Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth. And we have that beautiful hymn, that chant, the Salve Regina. And so we do a little reflection on a little bit of the history of the Salve Regina, how we as Dominicans have a little bit different tone, or the music is a little different than the Roman rite or the Roman notation, and some of our experiences, most powerful experience of actually singing the Salve in the midst of a brother who has passed away. So very, very powerful kind of story there, and reflection on the power and the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth. We continue to celebrate all this month, this coming Saturday, the parish picnic. And so if you'd like to come by and to join in the festivities, your best chili, your best maybe homemade pie recipe to enter those contests, or just come by to do a little Donka Dominican as we celebrate the life of our parish in a very social and communal way. And so today, whether you're on the go or taking it slow, many, many blessings as you enjoy today's show.
Greetings and welcome back to St. Dominic's Weekly. This is Father Isaiah. That's Father Michael.
Here we are again, another Marian feast during this month of St. Dominic we're looking at.
Exactly. We're talking about, this week is the Queenship of Our Lady. So we just had the Assumption last week, glorious liturgies we had. They're a beautiful, long day, but a beautiful day to our Blessed Mother. And now we're celebrating the coronation of our Blessed Mother as Queen over Heaven and Earth.
A week later, and if you will, now we crown her.
She, exactly.
In a sense.
She goes home, and then we give her a crown.
There you go.
That's basically right. What it is.
She's honored in that way. And once again, the idea of the Queenship of Mary coming from the scriptures, that mm-hmm. woman arrayed in gold and in a
right.
sense
in Revelation
honored,
12.
Yeah, yeah. And honored as the mother of Christ, right, of mm-hmm. of the Son of Promise, the one to bring salvation. And for us as Dominicans, I thought it'd be interesting to think a little bit about our connection with the Queenship of Mary as connected to the beautiful prayer or song, mm-hmm. The Hail Holy Queen, the Salve right. Regina.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a, for many Catholics, I mean, it's the last prayer they would say at the end of the rosary and such.
That's
but,
right.
But it has a, but we as Dominicans, we say the Salve Regina a couple of times a day, actually. So
we do. We both say it if we do the mm-hmm. rosary, you know, out loud together in community, yeah. or even on our own, or we chant it as mm-hmm. part of a compline. And yeah. the beautiful thing about
our night
yeah. prayers, yeah. it's certainly you know, many Catholics certainly are familiar right. with the Salve, and yet for Dominicans, we have our own way of singing it too,
right. mm-hmm.
our different tones.
Yeah.
There's the, if you will, the Roman kind of simplified yeah. chant.
Salve Regina, yeah. Mater Misericordiae.
Yeah, so you mm-hmm. got that one. Some people know that one. But then I remember the first time I heard the Dominican Salve, you know what my first reaction was?
What's this?
They're doing it wrong.
They're doing it wrong.
Of course. Not just like, oh, this is different or this is beautiful. It's like, nah, this is the wrong way. Like, I know better. I'll probably tell you something about me. I was like, oh, they're messing up here. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, admittedly, and this is probably going to come off wrong, but I remember at Bishop Robert's funeral at the cathedral,
yes.
I was, after, you know, the procession of his body,
oh, yeah.
and all that, and some and the diocesan clergy all line up to greet him, and
yeah.
you know, the last salute and blessing, and then they intoned the Roman Salve Regina.
I
and
know.
I turned to one of the brothers, I'm like,
no,
the wrong one.
This is the wrong one. I know, it's funny you mentioned that. It's true. There was something, certainly there's this, and we'll maybe get into it a little bit later, the connection of the Salve being sung at funerals, at
right.
moment of someone's death, or mm-hmm. At burial. But now that I'm so used to doing the Dominican Salve,
exactly.
when I hear the Roman,
you know, not, it's not wrong at all. It's just another
it's
tone.
A different tone. It's a beautiful tone. So when I don't hear the Salve,
exactly.
I'm like, wait, now,
wait,
now
what?
I think they're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
Let's go full circle. Someone's doing it wrong.
Yeah, somebody's no. doing it wrong. Fine. So,
no,
it's a beautiful hymn that we have in our tradition that dates back centuries to Europe of this hymn to
the Blessed Mother.
Blessed Mother, especially as Queen.
Yeah, for sure. And it kind of takes its origin from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, mm-hmm. who has a devotion to our Mary, Blessed Virgin Mary in many prayers and things like that attributed to him, even the Memorari.
Right.
Although we don't see it extant for a few centuries later, the connection with him and beautiful writings about the Blessed Virgin Mary that he had. But for Dominicans, we have a special connection because of a few little moments in both the life of St. Dominic and then the brethren, the first brothers of St. Dominic who came the generation after that started incorporating it into the prayer life and the ritual of our priories and our monasteries from a very early age. So,
yeah. No, I just remembering like within the first generation, Blessed Joan of Saxony, the second master of the order, that one of the brothers, he was just being tempted from his vocation and such.
Yeah.
And Blessed Jordan just kind of took it to prayer of like, what's going on with this brother? Said like, okay, what about if we just at the end of our night prayers, just say the Salve Regina, chant the Salve Regina together to just ask for her intercession, her help, her presence to the brothers in this time of need.
Yeah, and maybe get into that a little bit later, but to start first, going back, not just doing the Salve, because the Salve was done even before that,
right.
But it was done not necessarily in procession. I think that's the start of the procession. Mm-hmm. So the first is the Dominic, just a kind of vision he has.
Mm-hmm.
So Dominic, of course, spends the day with the brethren preaching, very active. But then at night he gave the day to others and he gave the night to God,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So he'd spend vigils enough. And one night, as it's told, someone seen in the hall, Dominic has this this kind of vision that as he comes down the corridor coming from the chapel, he sees three women that are walking
right.
down.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, his first response are, how did women get in the cloister?
Women in the cloister, what's going on?
Right. So, but very quickly, they had a radiance and aura about them that they could see that they were heavenly.
Yeah.
And one comes towards him and has aspergus.
Mm-hmm. Water sprinkler.
Water sprinkler.
Yeah.
To put it in common layman's terms, like what we have, you know, with the gold.
Yeah, that wand.
The gold wand.
In lack of better terms.
Aspergis.
Yeah.
Which comes from in Latin, the word aspergis means wash me or cleanse me.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got hyssop is a branch sometimes. What do we use rosemary.
Yeah, we use rosemary.
We'll clip rosemary from when we sprinkle for sprinkling
That's
rites in
awesome.
The church.
Yeah.
It is cool. It gets a lot of water there. But so he has this image of the these three women in the center, then being the Blessed Virgin Mary, and sprinkling the different brothers and
their rooms, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Just sprinkling and when Dominic approaches and asks the woman who was doing the sprinkling who she was, and she reveals herself as the Queen of Heaven. So here you have that sense of the Salve, and she replies, "I am the one. I am she." Whom you invoke every evening when you say, "Ea ergo advocata nostra."
Yeah.
So, turn then, most gracious advocate. So when we ask Mary in that Salve Regina to turn towards us and to bless us, and so when we ask for that, in a sense, she was kind of representing that's exactly what she does.
Mm-hmm.
The idea then is that at the end of the evening, that this prayer be prayed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or at least that was kind of like the instinct for that at that particular monastery where you had a blessing from the prior,
right,
of holy water and a sprinkling of that. It's interesting that the two other women that were on the side of Mary are St. Cecilia and St. Catherine of Alexandria.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because Catherine is one of the patrons of the Order of Patron Philosophy,
exactly.
But is no longer on for a time went off the Roman calendar because they didn't know if they've had enough historical backing to kind of say, because they wanted to put only saint after the Vatican II. They said, let's have saints, you know, who we know for sure have, you know, documented historical records, like St. Christopher
and other Christopher,
kind of
I was thinking
legends
that
kind of go off. Well, St. Catherine goes off there. But so I wonder, I always wonder, is apparitions of a saint enough of a history to put them on the calendar?
Well, I mean, fact of the matter is, Catherine is back on the calendar.
Yeah, she is.
So I think that solves that issue.
It's true, but I wonder because you're taking off for a while, but it's interesting because you have that. Well, also, you know who else St. Catherine appears to is, by her admission, is Joan of Arc.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So anyway, you've got saints appearing and naming who they are. That's probably good enough for historicity, even if we don't have necessarily a whole biography of that from a historical source.
That's reasonably good. Yeah.
Reasonably good attestation.
If other saints can attest that certain saints existed.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're good.
That'd be good. So anyway, so you had this wonderful kind of vision or apparition to Saint Dominic that at the moment when we chant, or at least that prayer is said, that Mary blesses. And then we have the further development after St. Dominic passes away. Yeah. You have
the story about Blessed Jordan.
Yeah. who's the master of the order. So he comes after Dominic as to make a procession.
Oh,
with
Compline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we process all around, either in the dormitory and in the...
From the dormitory to an image of Our Lady.
Exactly.
Statue of Our Lady
passing the rooms. And it has to do with that sense of the evening being... What's the psalm? It says, stay alert. The devil is like a roaring lion
looking for someone to devour.
So this sense in which that there are spiritual forces that go against us. And there's always been a real... connection in the scriptures between sleep and death.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so the very last prayers of the church all talk about as we go to sleep, it's hopefully preparing us for our own death.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And all of us are going to die. Right. And how do we, in a sense, die well?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we prepare for it every night when we, in a sense, lay down to sleep and kind of our consciousness is suspended.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
And refreshed. And so to prepare ourselves as if this would be the last time we would ever be conscious, so.
At least in this reality. Exactly,
in this realm. So we play like the prayer of Simeon, the day,
Go in peace,
exactly.
Your word has been fulfilled.
Exactly.
Right?
We've seen it, Lord. We've seen it all. We had the day. We did the best we could. We tried to live as much to your glory. Mm-hmm. And now, if you want to take us now, you can take us, the Nunc Dimittis.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But in a particular way, placing under the auspices of the Queenship of Mary, Hail, Holy Queen. Mother of Mercy, right? Entrusting both the day, but also that evening, our own sleep, but then ultimately our last sleep well. And so I don't know of a place. I mean, it spread not just, then Dominic, it was just a particular instance. Yeah. And then after Blessed Jordan, he, in a sense, promulgated it wide for every place. Not only the Dominican men, but the Dominican sisters do it too.
Right, exactly. The procession, you mean.
The procession and the sprinkling of holy water in all of our houses. So I can't think of a place where it's not done. Every place you go, that's the kind of the final word of the day. It goes to Mary and to St. Dominic and the Lumen.
And exactly at the monastery in Corpus Christi in Menlo Park.
Yes.
I mean, every night. I mean, they, like within the chapel, they have the procession, even within the chapel. Doesn't matter which day it is. And so they actually have the procession just... as well. So and our processions on here at St. Dominic's on Sunday evening, I mean, just one of the liturgical highlights of the week.
Is on the Sunday, the grand
Sunday,
exactly. So we have people certainly join us for 9 p.m. mass, the Candlelight. Yes. So it's in a sense it's both the ending of Compline, which is the final prayer, but it's almost kind of like the kickoff, if you will, or at least
the pre-game show too.
You said it. I was. It's kind of like it's the tailgate chant.
Yeah, the chanting tailgate.
Yeah, yeah, before we enter into the tizé of the 9 p.m.
Exactly.
Mass.
Yeah.
So beautiful in every way. So, but then also connected to some of the early martyrs. So the Salve certainly sung in those moments when a brother passes away, Dominican passes away.
Yeah.
And then, as you mentioned, with Bishop Robert at the funeral and then at the burial as well. And the instinct for this, or at least one of the traditions that comes from is martyrdom of a number of Polish Dominicans. So I think it was probably like 40 years after the death of Dominic, you have the earliest converts, or at least is Hyacinth.
Oh, okay.
Czesław. So they go to Poland. So right away, they were contemporaries of Dominic.
Right.
He gives them the habit.
Rome. Yeah.
He sends them to Poland.
Have fun with that.
Exactly. Yeah. They and the Polish province really, in a sense, blossoms in every way.
Yeah.
Right there. And so you had Dominican outposts, if you will, all along Poland, all the way kind of reaching down to those countries, including into what would be modern day Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
And at that time, though, not free from from strife and war
and persecution,
and persecution. And so is the Sandomir martyrs, the Polish martyrs, blessed Sadok, and I think 50 other friars were martyred in a monastery by the Tartars.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was just that barbarian tribe. And there, as they saw the horde approaching and they knew this is either, we're either going to get, you know, surrounded or captured or ransomed or not really sure, they decided that they would just place, you know, this moment of impending doom into the hands of Our Lady. So they begin to sing the Salve, and as the monastery is overrun and they're being killed, literally the kind of the dying breath of these Dominicans is the Salve Regina. And so it was that tradition of, if you will, the last the last breath being the Salve. We also take it for ourselves, and for those who in their last breath can no longer sing this life, we in a sense echo the song of their heart.
Them.
Yep, we sing it for them, right? So I don't know. Have you, are there any memorable salves that you've sung over the years in terms of a breath?
I remember the most recent one that I've done. Yeah. It's a privilege for the brothers, and I would imagine the sisters as well, that to actually sing the Salve over someone's dead as dead, right? And and I remember very distinctly the day that Father Felix died.
Oh yeah,
and, it was after morning prayer, and
yep.
and there was something eerie about the house and the door where he would he was sleeping in at the time, which is not that far away from where we're recording.
Yeah,
this
right
studio.
Now it's just
it's
right,
like, it's right there,
right there, two steps from where we're recording.
And the door was open, and the entire house knew, okay, there was something wrong. So we rushed over, and we just sang the Salve together. I forget who intoned it, but it was. But for me, that was just seeing Felix's body there.
And
okay, let's do what we've been...
what we know how to do. Do what we do.
So he's chanting the Salve. It was beautiful.
No, that was. I'm glad you brought that one up, because it's certainly amongst the more memorable Salves that I've ever done. Because it was right after... morning prayer. So he slipped away. It always makes me smile to think that, you know, we're certainly at his side and caring for him in his last moments, but he never wanted to make a fuss. He was always kind of like, I don't think he wanted to pass away with people. I think he just was like, okay, off to prayer. So everyone goes off to prayer.
Yeah.
And then that's when he slips away. He just kind of slips out the back door. And then he comes back and he's like, oh, he's gone.
So. And the best part was, well, not the best part, but the funniest part, the most entertaining
part was
the very fact that we did the Salve, we did the prayers of commendation for the dying.
Yeah.
And when did we end? 15 minutes before the 8 o'clock mass. So how convenient. Thank you, Father Felix.
That's right.
Because he didn't want us to fuss.
He didn't. He didn't want us to fuss at all. That was a powerful one. I remember the first one also that we was involved in, Father Jerry Eller, when I was a novice. Because I didn't really, once again, as I said earlier.
This is during your novice year, right?
Novice year, yeah. So it was early on in our novice year when the first Dominican at St. Albert's, or in the province, passed away. He was in his room very peacefully. So we gathered there in the room to sing the Salve, and it was very striking because it's the first time that he's having that experience and thinking, wow, this is part of the tradition of the group that I'm, you know, when you're just starting out, everything you're doing for the first time.
Yeah.
And it also, you have a mind to think, wow, if this is what God calls me to, this is what, you know, ultimately, you know, will be a kind of tradition and have it, and come one day when it's my moment, others will do this for me.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just kind of like, it was like the initiation. It was like a first moment of initiation.
Yeah, how incredible.
So I'll never forget that. So yeah, those are two good moments. The first Jerry Eller and Father Felix are certainly memorable Salves that I've sung
that's incredible.
Over the years. Yeah. So on this Queenship of Mary, certainly we recognize that, the Blessed Mother having that sense of, as if Christ is King of the world, we celebrate kind of the kingship of Christ, then it's fitting that His Mother, who gave Him life, who brought Him into the world, who was a mother in every sense for Him, should in a sense be Queen. to guide and to guard and to govern us in our own ways. And so as Dominicans, we have special care. Once again, as we mentioned last week, the preaching of the Dominican order put under the auspices of the Assumption. And in some way, our life and our sense of the fragility of life, just the totality of it, and placing into God's hands, even at the moment of our death, we put yeah. under the auspices of our queen, the
yeah,
queenship
exactly.
of Mary. So you yeah. kind of got you've got the preaching, and in a sense you have kind of the destiny or the yeah. end or the goal.
Yeah, and having
salvation.
And always having her care for us, right?
That's right.
As a mother. As she took care of Jesus in every way possible, she wants to take care of all of us in a very motherly way.
That's right.
So, Father Michael, here we are to celebrate the Queenship of Mary.
Yep,
and
week.
So if you want to help out with the podcast, you all know what to do about subscribe, tell other people to subscribe, share us on Facebook and all those other social media platforms. Thank you for supporting us.
Very good. And like our Blessed Mother herself, and as we celebrate her Queenship this Thursday, may we truly radiate the joy of the gospel here in the heart of the city. Amen.
Amen.